This is the transept. It is the intersection of the axes of the cross. Beneath our feet, sacred ground. Here lie the faithful who believed that their mortal remains would find eternal glory. The vastness of the twin altars seems again to remind us how small and finite we are, and calls us to worship. The arch of the cross, between the nave and the main chapel, is magnificent. It underscores the symbol of the Franciscan order, the five wounds, the interwoven arms of Christ and Saint Francis, the crown of thorns, and the crown of glory. Tales that the lights and shadows of the Baroque tell us. On the right hand of Christ on the cross, two altars with the three Marys. Our Lady of Glory, wearing blue and white. As Queen of Heaven and Earth, she is shown above the terrestrial globe, surrounded by angels with a crown and scepter. Our Lady of Dolors, or Our Lady of Piety, with Jesus in her arms after taking him down from the cross. And on the front altar, Our Lady of the Immaculate Conception, patron saint of Salvador, shown with the moon at her feet. It is the womanly face of the Church, announcing that on this side, all the images will be female, and that on the other, all will be male. On the altar twinned with that of the three Marys, as if in a mirror, St. Louis of Toulouse, the Franciscan bishop. On the front altar, St. Anthony, the most popular of St. Francis's disciples, patron saint.